Let's lift our hands to the Lord this evening. We glorify Jesus. We magnify the King on the throne. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Jesus. Let's lift our hands and bless the King. Bless our Master. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. We celebrate your goodness. We celebrate your power. We lift our hands to you, Jesus. Thank you for your name. Thank you for the blessing. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for the written word. Thank you for the gift of the Spirit. We bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can take your seat. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Can you give me the first setting we had with Emmanuel? This setting is terrible. Can you give us back that setting itself? It's all fitting. And my setting at the front here too. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can we get hold of the prayer for the nations? The cards? Pastor, we usually get the cards. Let's get them. I want us to do something different tonight. Let's go to Acts 17. Let's look for the... Can you help me type on the screen? The destiny of nations. The destiny of nations. Let's borrow that word from all these destiny helpers. The destiny of the nations. The nations around us. What's the destiny that God has for? Please, I want to implore you, when you come to church, put off your phone. I want to implore you. I want to plead with you. I don't want unnecessary distraction for God. Please put off your phone. Put it in your alarm. It's the house of God. We do more of listening and hearing here. We can't afford distraction. Thank you. The destiny of nations. Why do we pray for the nations of the world? Why do we take our time to do all those things? Is it just for them to have good economy? I throw not, like Paul will say. Let's go to Acts 17. Paul went to a city called Athens in Greece. When he got down there, brother, come over here, come and listen so you know what you're working with. You just be working from there. Come over here and listen to it so you know. When he went to Athens city and he got down there, please listen, everybody. How many of you know Greece or Greek language? Now, if you know history, everything, democracy, science, come from where? Come from Greece. If you did physics, what you call alpha, beta, gamma, all those things they use, it's from Greece. Olympic, it's from Greece. So Paul went to Athens, the capital city of Greece, that time. Are we listening? That capital city is very IT city, very IT, high technology. And they had Facebook. Interesting. Pastor, you sure in the Bible? Acts 17. Verse 21. They're so high tech. For all the Athenians and the foreigners who are there spend their time in nothing else. Social media saturated. Spend their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear. That sounds like social media, right? Always something passing, something going through. You see, they were so comfortable, they were so high-tech, they didn't have to labor. And so Paul got down there and he began to preach. And for the first time, he was preaching to where they don't have the Bible. That's difficult to preach. They were not Jews. So he had to preach for those who didn't know the Bible, the nations or the non-Jews. And then they asked him to come and talk to them in their greatest center. It's called Mass Hill, Areopagus. It's still there till today. That hill is still there. It's the place of great discourse where they discuss scientific discovery and cool. So they called Paul to come and talk about Christianity without opening the Bible. So what did he talk? Let's look at it. Verse 22. Then Paul stood in the midst of the Areopagus and said, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in all things you are very religious." Let's keep reading. "For I was passing through and considering the object of your worship, I even find an altar with what? With this inscription, to what? To the unknown God. Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing, him I proclaim to you." Did you get it now? Did you get what's wrong now? Thank you. See, they had an altar there. It was what? Unknown God. So Paul now came and said, "That God you don't know, I want to tell you about him." Let's go. God who made the world and everything in it, since he is Lord of heaven and earth. Maybe Manuel will come and listen to. Manuel, come and listen to. You have told him, okay. "Does not dwell in temples." Now, this God, can you look up everybody? God who made the world and everything in it, since he's Lord of heaven and earth, what does he do? He does not dwell where? So, this is not the house of God. Pastor, what did you say? God doesn't live in temple. Eh? Pastor, so what's this place? This is the place where the house of God meets. We are the house of God. Clap your hands for Jesus. You got that? It doesn't dwell in temples made with hands. Let's keep reading. And he said, next verse. "Now, nor is he worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything." Ah, so this God doesn't need anything. He doesn't need your tithe. He doesn't need your offering. Pastor, you only give more. You're wrong. Why do we have tithe and offering in church? Of course, we don't send it to heaven. Pastor, why must I give tithe and offering in church? So that we can run the body of Christ, we can run the house of God. For instance, 2 Sundays ago, our inverter broke down, required 170,000 naira. Then, last Sunday, we wanted to use our AC. Something didn't click over there, required another 170,000 naira. Making how much now? 340,000 naira. Did that bring it back already? Why? Because as we are giving our tithe and offering, we can, "Pastor, I think that you take all the tithe home. If I take all the tithe home, there will be no building here." How are you hearing me? Huh? There will be nothing. Where will we get our money from? Huh? I thought you just spend the tithe. Oh, if I spend all the tithe, I'm bigger than this. Huh? I used to help those priests under the law that they bring animals and rams to church. And if you bring 5 goats for me every Sunday, my God, I won't let each ram, I'll be selling them. So God doesn't need anything. He doesn't need our money. Since he's the one who gives to all life and bread and all things, we honor them. We honor the Lord with our substance. But he doesn't use it himself. He puts it back on us again. Amen, somebody. That's the kind of our God. The God of Obatala, the God of Ogun, they eat certain food. Certain things must be given to them. But our own God is different. Clap your hands for Jehovah God. He's the giver, not the taker. So he said, number one, he doesn't live in any temple. Second, he doesn't need anything. And is the giver of all life and breath and all things. It's amazing that human beings breathe, animals breathe. And he made us that way. Let's keep reading. What's the next? And now this is where I'm going. This same God that is that universal has gotten particular. He has made from one blood. Interesting. There's no white blood or black blood. We all have the same blood, scientifically speaking. He has made from one blood. How many? He has made from one blood every nation of men. This thing is dancing again. Here we go. He was not made by God. It was made by men. It was made by God. It will fit me exactly. Like my ears fit me. I don't have to adjust my ear. Can you just imagine adjusting your ear every day like that? Voila, belly. Holy God. Made from one blood, every nation of men to dwell, listen, to dwell on all the face of the earth and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwelling. Give us an NLT. I want you to see what the reason why we pray for the nations now. Look at it quickly. From one man, he created all what? The nations through where? Throughout the whole earth. So Nigeria is not behind the mind of God. Togo, Benin Republic, Burkina Faso, United States, UK, Canada, all those nations, from one man, created all throughout the whole earth. He decided beforehand when they should rise and fall, and he determined their boundaries. So, each one of us over here, we were put in a country at a particular time for divine reason. You are not here by accident. You can move to UK, but you're an African man. You can get lighter when you go to Canada under the cold, but you're still a black man. They won't call you white. We were made from one blood, and look at that. And it determined their boundaries, where we are going to stay. Why did he create nations? Why did he give them boundaries? Why did he make their time to come in 1914? Lord Lugard declared Nigeria as a nation. Why did he? Oh, you may say, for easy movement of goods and services. And our friends in Western world, they will say, for productivity, developing nations, highly developed, developing, underdeveloped. That's their own category. But God in heaven made nations for one reason. Look at next verse. And what did he do? So that they should have good GDP. Can you look up? Can you look up? Hallelujah. Why did he make nations? Why did he make US? So they can have all the money. Why did he make all the, why did he make China? China. So they can have all the factories. No. So that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grow for him and find him, though it's not far from each one of us. Give us an NLT. Why did he make the nations? What's the destiny of the nations? Oh, glory to God. Can you see the NLT clearly? His purpose was for the nations to do what? To have machines, to have energy, to have development. Hallelujah. God doesn't care a hoot about how many industries are in China. He doesn't care a hoot how many high-tech industries are in the U.S. He doesn't care how many fine houses dot the landscape. You care about that, I know. God doesn't care about the weather in the U.S. per se. He doesn't look at their GDP. His question is, these nations, are they seeking after me? You see, that's where the way I am. I don't value nations. I don't value UK. I don't value Canada. I don't value America. I don't value them at all. I value them on what is the level of spiritual commitment they have toward God and toward when I get in there. So when we pray for the nation, you understand? And perhaps feel their way toward him and find him. And God will give nations their chances. Sometimes God won't let a country really prosper well so that I can come seeking after him. Because now prosperity destroys the fool. So it's not about GDP, first of all. God cares more about nation's spiritual meaning. I know I'm scattering your thinking. No matter the skyscrapers in Lagos, God doesn't care. Why should it be moved by skyscrapers? He made galaxies. These are toys that human beings inhabit. It doesn't care about your phone, 512 gig or 1 terabyte. It's pure nonsense to him. He's asking, you seeking after me? Now I'd like you to get up on your feet. Let's join with God now. That country in your hand, can you just say, Father, help this country find their destiny in you. Lord, can you take that country up? As Father, you want nations of the earth to seek after you, that they can feel their way toward you. Lord, I pray for Togo or whatever country you are holding. Lord, I pray that they will feel after you. I pray that they will seek you. I pray that rural areas, they will seek for you. Urban areas, they will seek for you. Those who didn't go to school will seek for you. Those who have gone to school will seek for you. The highly trained university professors, they will seek after you. The scientists and the engineers will seek after you. Lord, they'll come to know you. You made nations for men to know you. You made all these countries for them to find you. We pray that they will find you. I pray that Burkina Faso will find you. I pray that Canada will find you. I pray, take your country and say, Father, I pray they will find you. I pray they will know you. I pray they will walk in the light of the gospel. I pray they will have an enabling environment to seek after you. I pray that individuals will find you. I pray that women and men and their families will seek your face. I pray they will have an experience of the genuine God. I pray that they will not waste away their lives chasing shadows, worshiping idols, modern idols and old idols, idols of luxury, idols of science, idols of technology, idols of mammon and gold and finances, but that they will seek the one and only true God. Father, I pray for this nation. Can you join force with God tonight and say, Father, help them. Help them to find you. Strengthen their heart. Strengthen the places where they can find you. The churches where they can find you. Lord, those leaders that will lead them to God and find God, we pray. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We look up to you, Father. We give you glory and honor. We magnify your name, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Can you pray that governments of this nation will walk toward men finding God? Government of this nation will walk toward men seeking God. Let's pray. I know it doesn't make any sense to you, but it makes sense to our Maker and our Father God. Just pray his heart out. Don't pray your own thinking. Father, we encourage every government official that will help people to seek after you. We pray that you will help and strengthen every institution that will encourage men in this nation I'm holding, Uzbekistan or whatever you are holding in your hand, Pakistan, Afghanistan, that they will find the real God, the genuine gospel. Oh, thank you, Lord. We pray, Lord, finally, lift up and say, Father, help me to seek you too. Help me to come after you. You have made me, my real destiny is to seek after you. Your purpose for my life is to seek after you and feel my way toward you. Help me not to get off this track. Yes, I will have money. Yes, I will have good health. Yes, I'll prosper. Yes, I'll be the head of everything. But Lord, help me to seek after you. Help me to go after you. Help me to know you the more. Every hindrance, stumbling block that came from knowing you, I pray that it be taken out of my way. Lift your hands and say, Father, thank you that I've come to know Jesus. I've come to know the truth. I've come to salvation. I'm grateful that out of all the 8 billions on the earth, you have chosen me to get the gospel. You have chosen me to hear the gospel. You have brought me to the house of God. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm thankful that you are my Father, that I can approach you anytime. Thank you that your destiny is getting fulfilled in my life. May it be more established. May I not get away from it, Father. Oh, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can you have your seat? Pass the paper across to the other side. Can I talk as a Bible historian? U.S. will not last long. Western nations won't last long. It may not be our lifetime, but they won't last long. You know why? It's just a matter of time you are looking at. About 200 years ago, there are nothing like U.S. in that capacity. Or U.K. London was worse than our Muslim area 200 years ago. But the advent of the gospel came in. And men like John Wesley and George Whitefield went all over, began to bring the light of the gospel. And when the gospel came in, here came development. But it surely happens to nations. When they begin to develop and get better like Israel, they start rising up and get proud. They start forsaking God. And one of the indices is homosexuality. When a country started rising up, you can see in Sodom and Gomorrah, it was flourishing. Sodom and Gomorrah was like U.S. It's called the Garden of the Lord. But then they got involved in things like that. So that spelled their future doom. I'm not going to be here for 100 years' time. Praise God. I'm not planning to. But I can't see those nations lasting long. God changes times and seasons. We don't know. It may be that in 200 years' time, Togo will be one of the most powerful countries in the world. We don't know. But when gospel comes to a nation and they embrace it, here will come prosperity with it, and their children will forget God, and they follow after other gods, and then they will start getting to homosexuality and technology, war, and things, and they start going down. And they be wrecked. That's what happened to Israel, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, all of them, Roman Empire. Roman Empire got so big and so great, they would go for entertainment. They were tired of watching animals fighting. So they put lions and human beings to fight and they watch them for play. Entertainment is the beginning of the future doom of any of those empires. Today, we spend more money on entertainment than anything else. We are on the verge. And within that verge, there's also a place where there is an up and down cycle of any country. Every country goes through up and down cycle. There'll be a time of boom, economic boom. There'll be a time of retraction. And it goes like that. It goes up and down, goes up and down. Nigeria will prosper for a while, it will come down again, because what happens is that when they start prospering, the wicked men will rise up, start doing the wrong things. Praise God. So, tell yourself, be at peace, boy. Be at peace, girl. God will take care of you. Since you are sitting in, clap your hands for Jesus, somebody. Hallelujah. Let me use this microphone here. This one is tormenting me too much. I'm still yet to balance this quite well. It was not put very well. Yes, it was not done well. So I will sort that one out later. Let's do this one here. All right. Thank you. Put this one off. All right. I don't want to be caught. I'm afraid you travel abroad. You go somewhere abroad now. One thing you have to watch over is your spiritual life. All the reason when I go abroad, I want to leave is because of the spiritual life there. I can't stand it. No, guess. Things don't jack me up anymore. Cars, places I sleep, the land, water, light. They don't kick me. They don't kick me. Hardly, when you send 10 people abroad, hardly do you get two that are still vibrant spiritually. Hardly do you get two. There are, but it's difficult, more difficult there. You know what? Your children will go to school. They will not talk about Christ, but they will go for excursion to the Buddha temple. Now, they are making a policy where the children will be taught that there's no he or she. The children. And they'll be given a right to want to be a boy or a girl, whether they're a boy or not a girl or a boy. Are you hearing me? There is opulence around, but there's a dryness within. You're going to have to really have a serious thing. My daughter in Canada, she had to take a girl to an expensive school, pay for a school over there to have Christian foundation. In fact, the girl had to go to some daycare because sometimes you're not being in school, mom will go out. And you know, one day she said to the mother, that daycare, what's wrong with them? They don't talk about God. She's telling her, they don't talk about God. I said, why not? Why should you gain the whole world and lose your soul? So if you're traveling abroad, you can ask them. They won't talk about that to you. They talk about pounds sterling and dollars. But you know, their children are almost gone. That's why I'm particular about all these things we are doing. So people abroad, this is what they are living on. This online thing we are living on. Let me make you... This may sound way out. One sister in church went abroad, got to a church, and she was telling the pastor, please, where can I give my tattoo? I can't do the computer very well. Can I? If I keep this tattoo, I will spend it too. The husband, pastor, and the wife looked at themselves, and they were smiling. They were shocked. They said, where did you come from? Here, we don't talk about tithe and offering, about God's blessing. It's all our strength around here. One brother called me from UK when he got over there. Everybody laughing, he got over there. He said, when he looked at all his taxes and said, I want to tithe. He said, my friends, how you do over here? They laughed. They said, when you cross over Lagos and enter plane, go out of Nigeria, anything about prosperity, tithe, no offering, stop. You don't think like that anymore. So when I go abroad, I don't get anywhere, I get fed spiritually. I go to churches that sound like 1980. You hear me? So if you are going abroad, and those who are abroad, try and find a place. Some people can't find any place. They leave on Tuesday, on Friday, and Sunday. Let's clap for them. One sister was telling, someone was telling me, a pastor around today, told me, he said, this girl went to a church, and the pastor was asking her out, and the pastor was married. Are you an enemy? How do I put this thing out? And then he said, pastor, you are the pastor on the stage now. He said, what is that? What's that? Yeah, it's everywhere. Everything's looking great. But you're dying inside. So if you're going,
you better build up your spiritual life, or else we won't hear about you, both in heaven and on earth. You become irrelevant as heaven is concerned. Great. Everybody that goes abroad, I want to pray that they will maintain their spiritual favor. But hardly do they do. Out of 10, if you get 2 or 3 that can just maintain that tempo, like my friend Pastor Sam, he will tell me, he listened to us all the time. He said, I can't find good choice to go abroad. I can't, you know, everybody just, you know, just, huh? But thank God, go and watch us. And you can watch all the churches, they are very good too. Where you can find good churches, they are a little bit far and expensive. That's why in America, you can go to church 3 hours away, you drive down. The road is good anyway. Praise God. So, tell somebody beside you, maintain your spiritual life. I'm not really, I thank God that you can give us money, you can look nice, you have a car, you have a road, you enter your house, everything is set up, but you are really nothing inside. So, that's why we should magnify our spiritual life and our soul prospering. Praise God. Praise God. Can you lift your hands and say, Father, I will serve you. I'll walk with you forever all my days. No one will ever take my place in worship. I'll be there worshiping. I'll be there glorifying your name. Open your eyes. Even around here, I had this in my spirit. Even around here, people are just thinking of how to get better so they can escape all the shackles of God. Let me explain that. You know, people just want to be around until they get better. I have to me here. He's been here from those days when he was a doctor, lecturer. Now he's a professor. He's still coming to church. Some people, they just want to have a little bit better life and then church. That's why you see them, when they even come to church, doesn't matter to them. It's just like they're coming to come. They are here because of their friends more than they are here for God. So that's why they are busy doing all those things on Facebook, on social media, when they're in church. Because really, God is not the person that matters most to them. It's just this what environment is. Praise God. So nations rise and fall. Let's go back to that place we just read. I'm going to worship a little bit before we go over here. We are made. His purpose was for the nations to seek after God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him. Why? Though he's not far from any one of us. That prostitute that woke up this morning, the Lord is not far from him. That armed robber, that corrupt high government official, the Lord is not far from him. If you just turn. You know why people do all those things they do? Because they don't sense God around them. Let's keep reading. Next verse. For in him we live and move and exist. Some of our own poets have said we are his offspring. Let's keep on going. Keep on going. Next verse. Go on. And since this is true, we shouldn't think of God as an idol designed by technology from gold or silver or stone. Now listen to the next verse. God overlooks people's ignorance about these things in earlier times, but now he commands everyone everywhere to repent. I mean, turn from their sins and turn to him. Why? Mark this one, next verse. For he has set a day for judging the world with justice by the man he has appointed. And he proved to everyone who this is by raising from the dead. You know what? Tonight, God willing, helping me, I'm going to start tonight worship of heaven, the book of Revelation. We're going to look through the book of Revelation. God helping us on Fridays. God, this life is not the whole of your life. Don't be a fool. Don't be a fool. This life is not the whole of your life. It's not. It's not. That's going to come, give us in NKJV. That's going to be a day of appointment with heaven. Because he has appointed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by the man whom he has ordained. He has already set up the court. He has set up the judge. His name is Jesus, and he proved it by raising from the dead. So, if you are going to see him that day well, you must learn to worship him well now. Are you hearing me? One song says, I will worship him forever, love him forever. This God, come and help me. Hallelujah. We become familiar with him and become part of his family. So that's why we learn worship, because heaven is full of that. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. Can we sing it?
We'll worship him forever, love him forever.
Yes, Lord.
Because this God is too good. Oh,
somebody sing with me. Whoa.
I will worship him forever. Love him forever. Because this God is too good.
I will worship you. Lift up your hand. Tell him.
I will worship you forever.
I love you forever.
I will love you forever. Because this God is true.
Sing it again. Sing it again. Two more times. Sing it. Secondary school, I asked myself, what are we going to get out of all this? We had all kinds of things going on in the school, writers club, cultural club. And I said, when school is over, what are we taking out? They said, school sat, WAEC. Then I told myself, what will WAEC require of me? Then I got the syllabus. Because I knew that one day, the school will be over. My classmates, my committee member in the inter-house corp, we all scatter. What we will have left for the next level is WAEC. So I told myself, I got the curriculum. I got the WAEC. Yaba. What do you call it now? Syllabus. And everything I was doing was the syllabus. I refused to. I go to class. Teacher, that's not the syllabus. I don't listen. I don't mind failing the exam. I don't care. It's not in the syllabus. They didn't like me in the school. But I aimed for the syllabus. When result came out, I got the best result in the school, and I got WAEC to go to next school. I got classmates that were playing around for me. They didn't go anywhere. I then became bricklayers and stuff like that. Why? The same way I'm living now. I know this life is not everything. All this we are doing here now, those things are going to hang one day. And what is you are going to take out of this place? What will you have left over? Look at you, young men. Let's just read it in the Bible. Chapter 11, Ecclesiastes, give us verse 9. Oh, or verse 8. Take a look at these verses in the Bible. If a man lives many years and rejoices in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness. for there will be many. All that is coming is what? Next verse. Rejoice, rejoice, O young man in your youth, and let your heart cheer you in the days of your youth. Walk in the ways of your heart and in the sight of your eyes. But know that for all this, God will bring you to judgment. You're going to stand up before God one day. You're going to give account of your life. That's not to scare you, but to scare you too. When I was secondary school, I happened to stay in the boarding house. And the boarding house, but today we know this very well because the boarding house all his life. You never know when they'll come for inspection. So what do? You clean up your room every day. If you wait till they come, by Akpo. Some of these places, they beat us bad those days. There was no child abuse that time. Everything was not abuse. Everything is discipline. It's called discipline. They beat us black and blue. Hallelujah. So, I determined to live my life in WAEC secondary school to face my future. I knew where I was going. I knew what I wanted to study. In fact, got a point that was not physics in our school. I said I needed physics, so I left the school to go and study physics. I'll be at home reading my book myself. Don't follow those around. You guys, you young men, don't. Elon Musk, is he going to heaven? Is he going to be forever number one money guy? So that's why worship, what is worship? It's the rehearsal of heaven. Praise God, somebody. So that when you get to heaven, you may say, "Wani pe bulewa klunsele." Heaven is worship. Heaven is glorifying God forever. Heaven is, see, one man went to heaven. He said, when he came out of the tube of entering heaven, when he came out like that, he said, when he entered, people were coming from earth entering heaven. He said, some people, they just came in as if this is their area. They just allowed, look up, just shouting, jumping, running. Some other one just came and said, huh? Kill Moses, goodbye. Finally, at last, I made it. Kill Moses, goodbye. And it says some they wear gorgeous robe because of their kind of level of seriousness with God here. They got robes on them. They're so great, so gorgeous. Some other ones, they have just like Asobora. They barely just get through. And he said, this guy that had rich robe, we start running toward the throne of God because they're already used to it. Praise God, somebody. They worship and pray and lifted God all their life. So they just know that place to go. Some other ones, Koyemo. You just got saved or they never really been serious all their life. When they got to heaven, say, ah, save me back. And this is going to be forever. Tell your neighbor, you're going to be in heaven forever. You better get used to it. Hallelujah. So we're going to go to the forever book in the Bible, the book of Revelation. I'm going to say that heaven is full of worship. They call it the book of last days. Actually, the book of worship. Because worship. Before we leave here, let's go to chapter 4, verse 1. Book of Revelation, before we leave here. They knew their purpose there is to seek God forever. God made everything for that purpose. Verse 1. After this thing, I looked. You want to stand with me? You understand? Okay, sit down for a minute. You come back and sing. Hallelujah. Call this one worship in heaven. Let's go to heaven. Let's see what they do over there. We used to sing one song those days. My wife is not around. Help us sing it. We bless you, Lord. You're wonderful, Lord. We magnify your name. We magnify your name. Can you call, you know? Yeah, Ronat. Pastor Kenny, you remember the song? We bless your name. And in heaven, we sing our song. Amen. Heaven and earth should be joined through worship. Praise God. Take a look. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here, and I'll show you the things must take place after this. So we're going to join heaven. I don't know how many days we're going to do that until God releases us. Maybe next week. We don't know. The greatest thing in heaven, let's see it. Next verse. And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. That's why I love worship. You know, Davido and Burna Boy and Crazy Boys and Stupid Boys, they all come to concert, buy big blasting speakers and microphone of 5 million naira, 10 million dollar speakers. Doing what? Glorify their selfish God, themselves on the throne. But we got the bona fide God. Can you clap your hands for Jesus, somebody? Hallelujah. They are always looking for Grammy Award. We are looking for divine pleasure. And they never made it. This year they make it, next year they make it, and they will write Grammy Award nominee. They never made it. You know what I mean by that? Praise God. So this one marries what? This Mariam, uninstall, install. Are you hearing me? But there's his throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and say, Father, you are on the throne of my life. You are on the throne in heaven. You are on this throne. Oh, glory. Glory. Father, you rule over all. All I want. Come and sing. This is my daily bread. Oh, Jesus. Glory. Sat on the throne.
This is my daily bread. This is my daily bread.
Looking at the throne.
This is the air I breathe. Oh, this is the air I breathe.
This is the air I breathe.
This
not
is
just oxygen.
The air I breathe. This is the air I breathe.
Yes, Lord.
Your holy presence.
live to find you. Our time is fast spent, but worship never stops. I'm destined to be close to you. I was designed to be hungry for you. The throne is the definition of my existence. The one on it is the source of our lives. I don't want to go further tonight, but the worship continues in heaven. Hallelujah.